الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In the Ayat al-Karima, Allah says reminder, for a reminder is beneficial for the mu'mineen, for the believers. So these few points which I usually discuss with regard to students, how they must spend their time in the madrasa, there is a reminder. And they are very, very simple, down-to-earth points. But because they are so simple and down-to-earth, many of the students don't take them seriously. That student usually feels, when he gets something new to learn, I must remember this. Or he will take out his diary and his pen and he will write it down immediately. But the thing that he knows, that he doesn't pay much attention to. And that is what is important. And these basic things, down-to-earth things, are the most beneficial things. But unfortunately, Shaitan makes us overlook these things. We don't pay importance. We know this. We are doing this. We know it. Like, for example, Kitab Ta'aleem is so important. But many of us don't. We just overlook it. We don't pay any much attention to it. We don't give it importance. So these few points are very, very important. The first, how to spend our time in a madrasa. We have come to the madrasa to learn our deen. So that is the first preference we must give to. Above everything else, above our rest, our comfort, our food, any worry that we have got, the ta'aleem, to acquire knowledge. We must give first preference to that. Sometimes we give preference to our food, we give preference to our sleep, we give preference to something else, whereas the most important is our ta'aleem. And for that, there is a little detail also. The first thing is, make sure that always you are 100% on time, punctual in class. That is extremely important. If you can help it, be there before time. The first period, even if it's 2-3 minutes, even if it's 5 minutes, but try and be before time. This, you also will show that you are eager to learn, to get knowledge. Allah will also see my banda is coming early. So Allah also deals with you according to how your expectations are. So if you have that, then in every class, between the periods, try and avoid wasting any time. Like, for example, going to drink water, going to make wudu. If you have to take wudu, you have to take wudu. But try your best that for every period you are on time. Secondly, and that comes actually, in practice it comes before the first one. That is what we call mutala'a. To study, to prepare for your next day's lessons. And this doesn't mean you have to know everything of that lesson. Just a brief idea that tomorrow what is going to come in class in this sabak. Just glance over it. Have an idea of it. Then secondly, comes what in practical sequence to be in the sabak on time and with full attention. Give your full mind and your full attention to what the ustad is saying. Thirdly, repeat that lesson, which is called takrar. With all the students, repeat it again. So 3 times you did one sabak. One is you prepared it very lightly, you listened to it properly from the ustad, and you repeated it again. This is normally what all ulama advise students. However, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh gave one very valuable 4th advice also. And that was revision. From the first day, start with your revision as though you're going to write exam tomorrow. So from the first day, go study part of your lessons. And if you do that, when imtihan time comes, everything is fresh in your mind. You are doing your revision all the time. A student, a hafiz who doesn't make door whole year, and Ramzan time, he's got a challenge in front of him. But one who was making door the whole year, every day, Ramzan come, it's a pleasure for him. So the same way, if we make our door of our sabaks all the time, when imtihan time come, it will be a pleasure for you. And also another great barakat of that is that this you will remember your whole life. If you keep on making door, you won't only remember it for what you study the night of the imtihan. You only remember it till you write the imtihan. After that it goes out of your mind. But what you studied your whole, all the time, it will remain with you all the time. So with regard to knowledge, four very important things: make mutala always, be make sure you are on time, and pay full attention in the sabak. Don't be half sleepy, don't play around with your cell phone, don't look at other things, don't play games, don't scribble around on paper, pay full attention to what the ustad is saying. Revise that sabak again, takrar, and do revision from the beginning. And spend your Friday, your Sunday also in that way, that to do your revision. So when imtihan time will come, you will have confidence also, your knowledge will be solid, and it will remain for you with life. Second important thing for a student or to spend his time in the madrasa is our namazes. We are Muslims, all of us, alhamdulillah. And after iman, our first important farida is namaz. So make sure you are here for all the namazes. And try your best, what habit you formulate while you are a student, that habit will remain for you your whole life. This is a period of 2-3 years for a Hafiz student, 6-7 years for an alim student. But what habits you're going to make are going to stay with you for life. So try to be with Takbir-e-Ula, Saf-e-Ula, try and be here for all your namazes. And then you won't have a problem with nazims, with the office. If you are not here for namaz, you are reported, you are absent for namaz, now you face problems. So make sure that for your namazes you are properly on time. Thirdly, we are human beings, we have to eat. We are not farishtas, angels, we don't live on wind and water, we have to eat. So make sure you eat on time and try your best. Really take this also seriously. Students won't take it seriously, they don't want to hear it also. That eat only madrasa food. Even avoid house food when you're in the madrasa. And takeaway food and restaurant food, that must avoid totally. Shun it totally. Very few students will make amal, I know, but it's my duty to say it to you. And those who will listen will see the benefit. Your food brings your anwarat in your body. And the takeaway foods especially, they have got zulmat in them, darkness. How can you acquire knowledge when you are eating the zulmat? That food is prepared by non-Muslims. That food is served by non-Muslims. The breath is going in that food all the time. The hands are touching it all the time. 100% it's got that effect on that food. And then we are eating that, and we are eating it the main night of the week. Yawmul Khamis, Laylatul Jum'ah, Thursday night. We are eating that food. How can we expect Nur Anwarat to come in our studies and in our ilm? We are putting out the light of the ilm. The whole week what we acquired, now we are putting out the light of that. And eat madrasa food. Three types of food have got lot of barakat and lot of noor. The madrasa food, tabligh jamaat food, that is also what they prepare themselves. Today also, very sadly, tabligh jamaat also, they just buy from Kentucky. They order from all steers and from other places. No, what they prepare themselves, where they just beans, bread and beans, but that has got anwarat in it. And the third is khanqa food. Though it may be the same food, but the minute the nisbat is made, with Darul Uloom, with Tabligh Jamaat, with khanqa, it has got its anwarat are completely different. So try and eat only madrasa food, try your best. A little bit what students prepare on their own, that is no problem, what you prepared on your own. But not what you order from the takeaways, etc. Try and avoid that totally. And that is a whole subject on its own, which we usually discuss in Ramzan. And now all the bayans are on the website also. Try your best to listen to those bayans. What dirt and filth is in the takeaway foods. What the thing of these which is commercialized, Forget the haram and halal aspect. There are so big question marks about it being halal also. But anyway, just from a health and cleanliness point of view, that food, there is nothing good in it whatsoever. So try and eat madrasa food. And eat on time, be on time. Don't overeat also, and don't undereat also. Just eat sufficient. That will be very good for you. The fourth thing is sleep. We are human beings, we have to sleep also. Yeah, also students may err a lot. They, when sleeping time, they don't sleep. And when it's not sleeping time, then they are sleeping. For example, after your mutala at night, if you want to have a cup of tea or something, or some biscuits or some juice or something, no problem a little bit, but then go and sleep away. But usually that time, students will sit around and talk till late at night. And especially the main night, Thursday night, they go and sleep even more later. So then you can't get up for Fajr. If you get up for Fajr, you are groggy, you are tired, you can't sit and study because your mind is heavy, you slept so late, you didn't get enough sleep, so your mind is not receptive, and then now, then you want to go and sleep in the wrong time. And when the right time again, it's a vicious cycle. It upsets everything when you do things in the wrong time. Now Fajr time, you don't get up, you are sleeping. After Fajr, you might take a little rest, but now you are fresh because you didn't get up for Fajr. Now others want to sleep, now you want to talk and you want to do your things. When it comes to class time, now the others took a rest, they are fresh for classes. But you are awake now, so you are sleeping
also. In a person, and his iman has to go comparatively from 0 to 100 when a person makes hajj. This is those days that Allah has given. We must make dua. All who have gone for hajj, this is the type of hajj they come back with. That they can't stop speaking of the mercy of Allah, of the qudrat of Allah, of the kindness of Allah. But what we speak about,
a person who's given khair, your hikmat is given khair kathir, great goodness. Now what is this hikmat here? The ulama of tafsir have explained three meanings. Ilm-e-sahih, fahm-e-sahih, which equals fear of Allah, and by the knowledge of Allah. Allah has got knowledge of the whole future, of the whole past. Allah doesn't have to click buttons in order to bring up a file. Allah doesn't have to open a filing cabinet to take out something which happened 50,000 years ago, or that is planned for 50,000 years in the future. Allah's knowledge is, even if it's one ruku, one page, quarter supara, one supara, whatever it is. But Quran Sharif, the word Quran means qiraat, to be recited. So it is a kitab to be recited. So that is that Quran Sharif. Then the explanation of it is the hadith. So this is what is ilme sahih. And then that also is not Quran. فَأَتَانَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept a check on the majalis also. So that also we find. So anyway, so that what the Sahaba understood, what the meaning of the Quran is, that is ilm sahih. And then that which came chain by chain right to us today, that is water. Now in what will you take water? In a bucket. You understand? You can see the situation. Now a person who reads afterwards, after 1400 years, that bring me water, and he doesn't know the situation, perhaps he will take a bucket of water for the father when he's going to be sleeping. Now you have to drink from a bucket of water. If you marry her before that, while she, the baby is still within her, you'll be watering somebody else's farm. That is what it means. Now if we don't have this understanding, we will think it's about the farm. Or perhaps we will a person who doesn't know about plumbing, about electricity, and he takes a book about plumbing and electricity, who is from Medina Sharif, the son of a very great alim, Sheikh Awwama, who is the student of a very great alim, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abul Ghudda, rahimahumullah. So, an Arab alim, not we, and where from? From Saudi, where in Saudi, in Medina Sharif, they organized this mu'tamar. And for where in the world, Sudan, great ulama in the whole world, of Ahl-e-Sunnat wal-Jamaat, but they were impressed with the ulama of Diyoban. And he wanted the Arab ulama particularly and the ulama of the world generally to see what their mawqif, what is the stand of Islam and Deen, because he is convinced this mosque in India, Muslims are all mushriks, they worship Qabr Pujari, they make shirk and they make taqleed, they follow that is shirk, they follow Imam Abu Hanifa.